You've been hearing a lot about The Voice this week, and the campaign hasn't even formally started. You might have also heard a lot of criticism around a lack of detail of a model. But yesterday, former Minister for Indigenous Australians, Ken White, joined us here on ABC RN Breakfast and said that the detail is there and even described the pages to read. Liberal Senator Andrew Bragg has been a strong proponent for an Indigenous voice. I understand he's about to be in the seat. There's a lot of shuffling around, as you know, on a parliamentary sitting week. Senator, I hope you're there. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Wonderful. I'm sorry about that. Senator, we've heard from Ken Wyatt saying it's a lazy excuse saying that there's no detail because actually there's a report with a model. The government said that it thinks this model is workable. Do you think that is the model that should be supported and advocated for by your side of politics?
Well, I think right now the most important thing is that the government bring together the whole game on The Voice, which would be what are the options for the amendments to the Constitution, what are the questions, but also what is the scope of the body? And I think that could be encased in an exposure draft. And I think those are the component parts that we need to see in order for people to make a reasonable judgment.
You've long been an advocate. You've written a book on the Liberal case for national reconciliation. What have you made of the debate over the last few days and the decision by the Nationals?
Well, this is not a judgment for politicians. This is a judgment for the Australian people. And what matters most is how people vote at the ballot box when they're given a chance at the referendum. So I'm not so interested in what politicians have to say. I think the most important point here is it's a people's vote.
Is it concerning that there's already been so much nasty language used?
I think that comes with the territory of politics, but certainly from my point of view, I think that the Liberal Party has a strong tradition of allowing people to participate in public votes in order to express their own views, be it a yes or a no on things like the Republic in the past and also on the same-sex marriage postal survey. So I think we can adopt a liberal approach here whereby people can have their say in accordance with their own conscience and views.
So you think the Liberal Party shouldn't have a yes or a no position? It should be ultimately up to individuals to decide which side they'll campaign on, or perhaps maybe they won't at all.
Well, the precedent here is quite clear. I mean, there are precedents from in government in relation to the Republic referendum in 1999. There is also the same-sex marriage postal survey in 2017 where there was no position and members and senators were free to engage with the various campaigns, yes and no. And, of course, there's also the example from the attempt to put local government in the Constitution where there was no attempt to try and bind the position of members. So and I think that reflects that a public vote is for the public, it's not for politicians.
No, but what the leader says matters. Would you like to see the Liberal leader, Peter Dutton, get behind a yes vote?
Well, I think if the whole game can be brought together and the amendment and the question and the wording and the scope of the body can be presented and it should be supported, then that's really a matter for Peter and for others to speak to.
Would you like him to?
Well, it depends what it is. I mean, even as a supporter of The Voice, I'm not giving a blank check here. I mean, we need to see the whole game come together. As Noel Pearson said last year, for the Australian people to be able to make a reasonable judgment, they need to be able to see the wording of the amendment alongside an exposure draft bill which presents the scope of the body. Now, at this stage, we don't have that. So that's why I favour a parliamentary committee to try and do some of this work, to bring together the whole picture, but also to deal with some of the legal issues that have been raised. I mean, there are good people who have raised legitimate legal issues that need to be addressed, and I'm concerned that this debate is getting away from us a little bit.
Do you think, even with the Nationals advocating no, that the referendum can be successful?
Well, it's not a vote for the National Party. It's not a vote for any political party. It's a vote for the Australian people. So What the Nats do is up to them. But my sense is that there are a range of views inside that party that we've seen this week, and there will be a range of views in every party. I mean, the idea of trying to bind people to a position in a public vote where they are to go into a private ballot box and exercise their own view, I think is very strange. And that's why I think the historical precedents here are very important to reflect upon.
Just finally, did you hear Ken Wyatt, and are you sympathetic with his position, which is people just need to read the detail, to all of your colleagues who keep saying, more detail, please?
Well, the Liberal Party in government with Ken Wyatt as the minister has done a lot of heavy lifting here by putting the meat on the bones on The Voice. The Langton Karma report is a very detailed report, and it is a very important starting point. But that is not good enough. That needs to be transformed or transferred into the next step, which is to see a amendment and a bill sitting alongside one another so that people can make a judgment. I mean, right now, it's premature to say whether you're for it or against it. I mean, you don't even know what it is.
But you're saying you want it defined and defined quickly.
We have to. I mean, for people who want this concept to be supported, people who believe in the idea of consulting where there are special laws used, for example, want to see the detail, because the detail will matter when the debate comes on and the rubber hits the road. We need to be able to answer the questions, and right now there are more questions than answers.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks a lot.
Liberal Senator Andrew Bragg there, and you're listening to ABCRN Breakfast.
Stream any ABC radio station live and on the go. Discover new podcasts, music and audiobooks, all free on the ABC Listen app.